When I came to Sussex, a number of things struck me. One is that I felt, as a university, having been in the university sector as a student and knew a reasonable amount about it, I felt that Sussex had somewhat kept its light under a bushel. And as much as when I came here, I'd always thought of it, as many people did, as a sort of liberal arts institution. But then when I saw the quality of the science and some of the scientists there, it sort of rather took me aback and felt that that message hadn't been getting out there. And certainly that's how we approached it, sort of in the admissions office, to try and, redress that balance. But a lot of people who have come in the 60s and 70s have been on very much an exciting, growth agenda. We were the first in universities, and we were recreating the sort of like the map of learning, as they said at the time. And a lot of people were being asked about how they saw their program developing, how they'd like to plan their new laboratory, how they would see this develop, the whole curriculum developing. And suddenly we got into the 80s, and really for the first time, the chill economic winds were beginning to blow with, cuts imposed by government, quite severe cuts in certain cases, including at Sussex. So for the first time, people who have been, if you like, thinking about the growth agenda and development agenda would suddenly start to think, for the first time probably, what might have to go, what might have to be cut. And I think for a lot of people, that was quite a painful time and experience. And the university did change structurally quite radically in the early 1980s.